producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell, Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, today's show, today's Robert Scott Bell show dedicated to the memory of Lindsay Nagel. Good Lord. You know, World AIDS Fraud Day is today. World HIV Fraud Day is today. And I can't tell you how many times I've been broadcasting around December 1st or the day closest to it that we were broadcasting live every year for the past I don't know how many years. And just seeing this fraud perpetrated on the people of planet Earth. And it continues to take people, not AIDS, not HIV, but the belief in it. Particularly the belief in the phantom retrovirus called HIV that can't be tested for. And Lindsay Nagel, age 24, gone from this planet. Not because of AIDS, not because of HIV, but because of the belief in it. I just saw the reporting, the letter from Cheryl Nagel. And that's the mother. Steve, God bless you guys, adopted this little baby from Romania so many years ago. We've featured them on the show, and damn it, if I didn't know that this day might just come about. Because little Lindsay Nagel and Steve and Cheryl did something that you weren't supposed to do. When all the kids that were adopted from Romania, or the so-called HIV-positive group of kids in Minnesota, were put on AZT back in the 90s, they did their homework and pulled that little baby, Lindsay, off of it. And she was the only one of those kids that survived. And damn it, did they not have it in for her. And I said, you know, if they're going to have an opportunity to kill this girl, they will do it. The medical establishment. Yes, I can't sugarcoat this. I don't want to sugarcoat it. I don't want to be nice. No, there's no nice here. If they had put a gun to her head and shot her when she had her baby Rico, it would have been more honest in what they wanted to see happen to Lindsay Nagel, the age established, the people that are in charge of that witchcraft. I'm going to get into this more later. I didn't want to open the show this way, but I only learned within the last hour that this happened when I saw Celia Farber had posted Cheryl Nagel's letter about the passing of Lindsay Nagel at 24. And there's a link, will be posted in the show notes. I've linked to it in the social media. And Super Don, you can blast it out through Twitter as well. It's just, it's so disgusting what this AIDS religion is all about. The HIV worshippers fear the HIV, the death stick that is the HIV test. We are going to feature in the second hour, just to let you know, Liam Sheff, my good buddy, is going to be back. And we're going to have Bobby Russell on, a guy who had been on antiretroviral drugs for like 5 out of 9 years, but basically AIDS drugs, if you will. HIV-related drugs, as they call them, for 9 years total. And he figured it out and got off them. He's fighting his way back to health. These are the people that they don't want to live. They don't want you to know that you can live without these drugs. And then I see this morning Sanjay Gupta on CNN promoting PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, for people who they consider at high risk for contracting the phantom retrovirus that an HIV test can't even detect, because it's not an HIV test. And they say, just get on these drugs for life. And then the only problem with the that they see in it is that, oh my gosh, if people are on these drugs, they might not use condoms. That's their concern. Not that they're killing people slowly with toxic poisons that have no place in the human body. And the fact that they put these people on these drugs and destroy their immune system has nothing to do with the infections that they end up dying from. Oh, no, no, it's the HIV, it's the retrovirus that we've never seen actually do anything but fear it. Wear a red ribbon. Go oil wrestle with Bono, for all I care. I mean, this is just so disgusting that this continues one more day. When I see a red ribbon, I want to vomit. Because what it means is we want to drug you. We want to drug anybody that we don't like. Oh, no, no, no. We'll say we have compassion for you because you're gay or you're from Africa or you're a hemophiliac or something else. You're an intravenous drug user. Oh, well, here, you must get on these drugs immediately because you're likely HIV positive. How do we know? Well, because you're in the risk group. Does the test say it? No, the test doesn't say it. There's no such thing as a confirmatory test for HIV. It doesn't exist. But, hey, you're in the risk group. We'll ask you a few questions. And then suddenly the scarlet HIV letter is put on you, or letters are put on you, and then they put you on drugs. And if you don't put yourself, your baby, they're going to come after you. This is what happened with Lindsay Nagel. God bless. All right. First story today. We're going to revisit this. 866-939-BELL if you want to be part of the show. It's World AIDS Fraud Day. The HIV Fraud Day it is today. 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Notes will be up in a little while. Op-ed's working on them. Headline at Natural News today, chemotherapy worse than ISIS. At least 15,000 people killed every year by cancer treatments. Now, that's the same thing. Ty Bollinger, God bless Ty Bollinger and family and everybody who participated in the Truth About Cancer, a global quest. Because you guys and gals are calling out the evildoers. Yes, the evil allopathic death machine that poisons a disease that is caused by poison and toxins and deficiencies and accelerates death, if not delays it, but increases suffering along the way to death. Now, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you may or may not know this, that death is just a transition to another life. But we defend life, the life that we have here. We don't discard it so callously as they do in the medical establishment. I'm not saying that they're intending to everybody in there, but at some point, you've got to grow a conscience, and see that the delivery of toxic poisons into innocent bodies that have no deficiency of toxic poisons, at the very least, counterproductive. I mean, that's a mild understatement. Chemotherapy killing 15,000 people a year. When's the last time terrorism, even at the worst case terrorism of 9/11, 2001, approximately 3,000 people in America. You have 15,000 people every year alone, five times that number just from cancer treatments, and that's an underestimation by far. Chemo worse than ISIS? Hell yeah, it's worse than ISIS. Yes, it is. Allopathic medicine, the dominant medical paradigm in much of the world, worse than any terrorist organization. As I look at the individuals, as well as the groups, if you want to group them in cancer treatment, people don't die of cancer, they die of the treatment for cancer. The individuals who have been taken out, I know many of them personally, perhaps you do too. I'm welled with emotions. I was crying before we went on the air today. I'm trying to find the words. I don't know how to find to be positive here, Super Don. I like to find positive things here. And I guess maybe if there is something, it's that with each passing death, maybe another 10 people wake up. You know, somehow we got to find meaning in these tragedies. Lindsay Nagel, 24, should not have died. Now, there are choices she had to make, too. I reckon I don't absolve, you know, anybody of responsibility. We all have responsibilities in this life. but just try and take on the biggest, baddest medical monopoly on the planet from a vulnerable position as a baby throughout your entire young life and see how well you come out of it. Nah, I'm not passing judgment on it's not for me to do, but I'm disgusted by what I've seen and what continues to go on even year after year. We have Super Don, I'm going to ask you to open your mic because I think you found some older shows that we did on World AIDS Fraud Day that may be worth highlighting again.
I did. I mean, we actually covered this years ago. We had one particular show where we had kind of an all-star cast on. I believe Dean Esme was one. We had
Brent Leung. Brent Leung was there.
Brent Leung was on. That was a great interview.
With Celia Farber, we had Rethinking AIDS. We had Peter Duesberg.
Peter Duesberg.
Henry Bauer.
It was a great show.
The thing is, it's not like anything has changed in a sense. I mean, there are some people that have woken up, but man, oh man, the AIDS machine, the AIDS death machine continues.
It's a big machine. it's no small task. And you know, we didn't talk about this before, but as you were talking about Lindsay Nagel, I just posted up on the Facebook two videos of your interview talking about the Lindsay Nagel story. This goes back to 2009.
Wow, yeah.
And those are both up on the Facebook right now.
The thing is, I'll talk to Liam Sheff about it. We talked about this, and we were friends with the family. They're dear people. They're sweet people. And my heart goes out to them, too. I mean, I feel like I've lost a family member, a loved one, too, because I just had a special place in my heart for all of them and Lindsay. And then what happened with the disaster of having a baby in a hospital, especially when you're in the system as having been, you know, scarlet lettered with HIV, I knew they were going to target them. And of course, the crime that Lindsay Nagel committed was that she lived. She didn't die as martyrs as with all the other children from Romania and other places that were adopted in the 90s. Mandated to have HIV tests before they could come in, and if they had it, of course, they were going to have to be put on AZT, which killed every one of them. And Steve and Cheryl pulled little Lindsay off of AZT, and she lived. They'll never explain that, but they're going to say she died of AIDS. No, she died of nosocomial infections, iatrogenic causes. They killed her with modern medicine. They did. And you've got to stay away from it unless you have no other option, no other alternative. And they'll get you by your psyche. They want to grab your soul. They want to eat it. It's just horrendous. All right, we've got lots more stories, weird allopathic stuff.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flocket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Definitely burning red ribbons today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Shelf joins us a little later. Bobby Russell, another victim of the HIV/AIDS medical monopoly, conspiracy to kill you. And he's recovering from using those medicines. He woke up. We're going to talk with him. Let him not be another victim like Lindsay Nagel was of this. The headline should read, cancer doctors more dangerous than ISIS. Gastroenterologists more dangerous than ISIS. Allopathic medicine, the medical monopoly, more. It doesn't even come close. Now, you could argue that, well, ISIS is more dangerous because they intend to kill you. I would agree. You would win that argument. Because I'm not here to say that doctors are intending to kill you. That is not my statement. But when the end result is death at the rate of, we've used this number for many years, 784,000 Americans a year due to modern medical causes, you tell me what other terrorist organization comes close to that. Again, you can argue intent. I realize that's different. But I'm not speaking in those terms. I'm speaking in actual deaths. And that doesn't give quarter to ISIS when I say that. I want perspective. I want you to understand how dangerous it is to go into a hospital. How dangerous it is to put your life in the hands of doctors. And it doesn't mean that doctors don't also save lives, particularly in emergency trauma scenarios when they put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But what about when they put Humpty Dumpty on, I don't know, let's say we drop BBs into their arteries to block them. Modern medicine would never do that, right? Would they?
Wait a minute. You just woke me up with that one. BBs?
Yeah. Did you see this story? You sent it to me. Possible new weight loss tool blocking stomach artery.
Yeah. You know, listen, we always like to have fun with the never-ending search for ingenious ways to help people lose weight, right? We put rubber bands around their stomach. We stick tubes down their throat so that when they eat, it like takes the food out before it gets digested. We cut out part of their stomach or their intestines. You know, all of these things. Well, apparently, I guess here's a new and improved way that science will help you lose weight.
Paging Dr. Frankenstein. The technique they use, again, they'll learn these things for life-saving purposes. Again, I acknowledge allopathic medicine's genius in life-saving interventions, right? Putting you back after you've been hit by a bus. And they use this kind of embolization to stop bleeding. You know, that's critical, right? So they found a way to drop these, for lack of a better term, what are they called in this article? I mean, they're literally blocking
the official description is they inject microscopic beads into the bloodstream.
Okay, so beads, BBs. You see where I got that from?
Right.
BB-8 from the new Star Wars, right? Everybody, oh, yeah, BB-8, give me that surgery. And so they're blocking an artery on purpose to the stomach. Why? Because they say in some it may block the hormone known as ghrelin, which makes you hungry. Which is a good thing if you're not eating. You know, we talked about it for kids with autism, how the molecular hydrogen, you know, in the electrically reduced water, like the Echo water, we talk about how it actually enhances the function or production of ghrelin, which is good. If you want that, you need that. But when they're blocking the blood flow to the stomach and they argue this is a good plan.
Now, listen, if you put this in just simple terms, tell me if this does not sound absolutely crazy. We're going to block an artery.
On purpose.
On purpose, so you won't feel hungry.
Right.
What?
Do you think that they're going a little bit extreme here? And remember that the profitability of blocked artery surgery is legendary. Open heart surgery, bypass surgery, all about blocked arteries. And here they're purposefully blocking an artery simply so you won't be hungry.
They say that, listen to this, they say by blocking the ghrelin production, which I thought was interesting. You don't hear about ghrelin much. It's not something that's talked about very much. In fact, the last time I heard about it was when Paul Barrettiere was talking about ghrelin.
We were talking about it, Autism 1, and we've done a few
times.
That's
right. But get this, they say that the researchers hope that by blocking the ghrelin production, it'll result in a loss of appetite. You know what? All you have to do is describe this procedure, and I've lost my appetite.
I'm thinking, here, let's just go to an obese person and say, listen, we want to block the artery to your stomach.
or you can just stop eating.
Yeah. Incredible. No quarter for allopathic medicine today, although I give them acknowledgement where they do good work. That's true all the time. Cerolini study next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Barrettiere.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Today's broadcast dedicated to the memory of Lindsay Nagel. May her death wake up a million more people to the fraud that is HIV and AIDS. And I say this not to deny the reality of immune deficiency, because that is real. But the vast majority of it is caused by modern medicine and all of its trappings that refuses to this day, especially in the AIDS church, to acknowledge that drugs destroy your immune system. Drugs rip the guts out of your gut so that you have no longer a microbiome that can protect you. And then they can blame, a retrovirus they don't even have a test for. And they still spout off like it. The heads of state, the highfalutin medical doctors and brain surgeons who refuse to question, who seemingly cannot question, who are wearing the medical horse blinders of their training, even if Sanjay Gupta is good on pot, cannabis. He can't ask a simple question about why the inserts to the test called HIV test disavow any acknowledgement of identification or validation of the presence or absence of HIV or AIDS. You think that's an oversight? No. If Sanjay Gupta asked the question, he would be done on mainstream media. He would be blackballed. He would be out of media. Brain surgeon or not, it would be over for him. How does this all play out? Well, when I say don't trust the official story, I am not exaggerating. If the CDC says one thing, do the opposite. If the FDA says one thing, do the opposite. Come with me if you want to live, right? Remember that line. Cirillini. The Cirillini study is next on our docket here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Streaming live through GCN, our syndicator. Of course, heard around the world on Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. Remember the Cirillini study? He duplicated what Monsanto had done to claim that GMOs were safe because, see, the rats ate it and there was no problem. They did a 90-day study. Cirillini did the same study, the same kind of rats, the same number, but he went out 2 years and found tumors and found infertility, devastation. And then, you know, even having been published in peer-reviewed journals, suddenly the pressure was on from the advertisers to those journals to remove that, withdraw that published, peer-reviewed, published article called the Cirillini Study about tumor growth in rats being fed, you know, the GM feed. Now, in Paris, the High Court has indicted Mark Fellows, former chairman of France's Biomolecular Engineering Commission, for forgery and the use of forgery in a libel trial that he lost to Professor Gilles-Éric Cirillini. Yes, Professor Cirillini. Cirillini went after him. And basically the High Court there in Paris found for Cirillini and said, yep, you were attacked, my friend. They lied about you. They went after you. And there's more information coming out. But Fellows had evidently used or copied the signature of a scientist without his agreement to argue that Cirillini and his co-researchers were wrong in their reassessment of the Monsanto studies. And that means two court cases have been won by Cirillini's team. And it gets even more bizarre. Well, was the movie Thank You for Smoking? I mean, there's been movies about big tobacco, you know, how they went after anybody who claimed right. tobacco caused cancer, right? The big thing. Everybody knows. Okay, yeah, they paid lobbyists. There was scientific fraud, misconduct, etc. But that big tobacco scenario plays itself out in this big biotech trial. The original author of the fraud accusation prior to the so-called Marianne magazine, I guess where this is reported, was the American lobbyist Henry I. Miller in Forbes magazine. Miller also tried to discredit scientists who linked tobacco use with cancer and heart disease in the name of that industry. And the biotech industry bought him, too.
This is a big deal.
This is huge. This is huge.
Now where is this on Nightline, right?
Right, yeah. Where is this on the front page of the New York Times? The biotech lovers of the mainstream media is what I say. If you listen to big media, big government, big pharma, they lie to you with a straight face, and then they complain when you do a Google search on HPV vaccine dangers. And on the front page, you get SaneVax or another source that actually acknowledges the death and destruction and mayhem being caused by these vaccines. Rather than exploring that further, they say, how do we change the algorithm so people don't find these things because they're not official? They haven't been run through our editors. And those editors know very well what they can and cannot publish, and those researchers or reporters are very much controlled on the ground level. An article by John Rappaport published recently here at the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com goes right to the heart of how this works. They don't even need the up above editors. They find out pretty quickly if they start covering stories that should not be covered or reveal information that should not be revealed, how quickly they will be found on the street and out of a job. And they very quickly change their reporting patterns, or else they're never heard from again, and they may have to start up an unofficial new blog. Few exceptions to the rule that we see, like Cheryl Atkinson finding a way to move forward, and of course Ben Swan. Long-term toxicity study by Cherolini's team was republished after the journal Food and Chemical Toxicology retracted it under pressure from lobbyists. And they've just published a summary of the toxic effects of Roundup, even below regulatory thresholds. Things are changing. You cannot keep this stuff quiet anymore. I mean, unless they blow up the entire planet and kill everybody, you're going to know that you have been lied to in this lifetime, perhaps previously. Official stories are the lies of each generation. That's why Liam Sheff's going to be with us a little later in the program to revisit this World AIDS Fraud Day and, you know, another just horrible death to occur due to it in Lindsay Nagel. May it wake up millions of more people. The appendix.
All right. Hey, let's cheer you up here a little bit.
Please, can you do that for me?
A little bit of, how about some vindication for Robert Scott Bell once again?
What do I do now?
Confetti in the air. The crowd goes wild.
Does it?
We have talked about removing body parts before.
Yes,
because apparently we were made defective. You know, we got some extra stuff when we were made, right?
God made a mistake. He gave us more than we needed. We don't need certain body parts. Just remove them, right? Angelina Jolie, no, she didn't get a brain removed yet, did she? I'm sorry. That was bad.
That was so mean. I was going to say that was below the belt, but the brain is above the belt.
Yeah, it just depends on where you're operating. I mean, your colon is smarter than your brain, Angelina.
Okay. Science has finally come around to where you've been for a long time, and this happens to be the appendix. I mean, I know people who've had their appendix removed. I haven't, fortunately. But apparently the appendix may not be just that funny thing that you were born with that you just need to get out of there because it goes defective. And
it's like they call it, I think, a vestigial organ. They say, like, you know, your tail. You don't need a tail, so you're not born with a tail. Occasionally someone's born with a tail. You don't need a tail. And then the tail on the intestines is this thing called the appendix. And they say, oh, we don't know why it's there, so it must have been we don't need it. And years ago, we covered a story out of Duke University that acknowledged something brilliant that they actually observed. And evidently, it wasn't adopted widely because now we're hearing about it again. And they said that the appendix may be the storehouse for intestinal flora, for the microbiome. You know, before the era of probiotics that you could get from your favorite health food store. Or from Dr. O'Hara's that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. It was a place that, if for some reason you got wiped out due to food poisoning, there would be a seed house that would reestablish the intestinal flora. And it was there. And what was the appendix? Well, no, the appendix is only a risk waiting to happen, right? It's going to get blocked, it's going to get infected, and it's going to explode. Because, of course, normally there's a two-way street, you know, coming and going. The appendix to the intestines. And when it's blocked, what does it do to? Inflammation. What causes that inflammation? Oh, I don't know. Additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plastifiers, GMOs, heavy metals. Did I mention antibiotics? Did I mention vaccination? All of these things that create intestinal inflammation that may block that little area, that vestigial organ, as they call it, the appendix. So now, another group, this time out of Australia, they are acknowledging what Duke University referenced that some years ago that we brought out here, that God didn't goof. That indeed, that's what they perceive it to be. That there's a specific type of cell called innate lymphoid cells, and they help control the composition of the microbiota and gut immune responses. These cells help protect against bacterial infections in people with weak immune systems. The researchers found. Oh my gosh. So these things might help to reseed the good bacteria within the microbiome. Wow. And guess what AIDS drugs do? Wipe them out. destroy them utterly, devastate their immune system that has already been devastated for any number of lifestyle choices that were made either in ignorance or arrogance. According to the Mayo Clinic, the appendicitis is caused by blockage in the lining of the appendix, right? How does that happen? All the reasons I say. They're going to go, we don't know. We don't know, Robert. You're just a silly homeopath. What do you know? You don't have a license. I wouldn't ask for permission even if it was required from you dunderheads. Dude, I know, I'm trying to be, you want me to be happy about it, I know. But I'm just so disgusted by the entire profession. And I know the people within it that are friends of mine are also disgusted with it, so I'm not alone. I'm not just a lone homeopath in the wilderness. There are allopaths that have gone through the training that see it this way as well, although if they stick their head up too high, they may get chopped off. And then you have, you know, warriors like Dr. Batar and others in The Truth About Cancer who have said, no, I'm not hiding anymore. And I salute them. And I salute you for being part of this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty and supporting it and supporting those who support it and telling your friends about it and sharing it, just like your appendix will share the microbiome back to health as long as you don't remove it because of dunderheaded doctors. Homeopathic phosphorus, by the way. Try that first before you remove it, okay? And silver hydrosol while you're at it. Why don't you? All right, what else do we got? A pot story. Okay.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
There is happy news today. I found one shred of happy news. And if you have some, please call 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. The notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed. Links including to, some video interviews, things that we've done over the years on HIV Fraud Day every year around December 1st. And there's some real historical stuff there that if you're just now catching up to it, there's a lot that's just as valid as the day we first aired it. Go ahead and give a listen. The links are up. They're clickable links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. My gosh, happy news. Oh, yeah, I was looking for happy news. Yes, happy birthday, Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center.
Yay.
Yay. I know, I'll reach for it wherever I can. And that's not a reach. I love Michael Bolden, a guy who loves liberty. And I tell you what, he has done an amazing job. The little 10th Amendment Center that could. They have done so much to transform politically on the federal and state level through the use of nullification by the 10th Amendment. And that's an organization where you have 100% support from me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you want to support a good organization, TAC is a great one. So happy birthday, Michael Bolden. We appreciate you so very much. Now, certainly more stories out there in the news. This one, somehow they twisted into being a cannabis update, but in a weird way, in a strange way. We're going to find out what way that is.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Yeah! Prostitucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, this story is about the Planned Parenthood shooting. What's the guy's name? Robert Deere?
Deere.
Now,
if you look at his mugshot, he does kind of have a deer in the headlights look going on there.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with this guy, but I hear that, and I don't even know if this is true because the mainstream media reported it. Did Donald Trump say he was, or somebody else say he was like no, who said this? He was a cross-dressing,
lefty, you know,
what was that?
I was wondering that. People jumped on that, and it went viral like a lot of stuff does.
What was that?
Apparently there was some form that he had filled out at one point, and it would appear he mistakenly checked female instead of male.
Okay, so that's how that story... I knew there was some more to that story. We didn't have to jump on that. But anyway,
so, you know,
whatever.
Listen, the people that were doing the whole, he's a transgender, you know, thing, are this... I would almost have to lump them in with the people that are saying some of the stuff in this particular story.
Okay, because this... Yeah, this story is also a stretch. But basically, this is a guy that supposedly went bonkers and shot up a Planned Parenthood clinic. I want to know if he's on antipsychotic meds, psychiatric meds. But some groups said because at one point he was in North Carolina looking for people to smoke cannabis with, that it was cannabis that caused him to shoot up a Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, this would be the first time I'm hearing, because we've talked about all of the effects of cannabis, even if you smoke it recreationally just to get high. I don't think any one of them is to go out and shoot people. I mean, it's literally, you're just so wiped out and zonked out, you know, all you're going to do is eat some potato chips on the couch. So if they're claiming that this guy shot up the Planned Parenthood clinic, and listen, if you are pro-life, right, and you believe that life begins at conception, to shoot life that is taking life is still taking life. So again, you can't say you're justified in killing in this case. But then again, some of our friends on the right that, you know, want to bomb brown people around the world are also not thinking clearly. There's a bit of cognitive dissonance on this. So I don't know whether the guy was a leftist liberal or a conservative right. I mean, again, for me, that's irrelevant in this discussion. But what
it's
was
totally
he?
Totally irrelevant.
Yeah,
it's completely irrelevant.
Yeah. But listen, they're reaching to say this guy was—he did it because he smoked pot. They don't even know if he did. They said at one point in North Carolina he liked to.
Well, it's stupid. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. It's a dumb thing to do because I'm sure at one point the guy may have—I don't know—maybe he put an ad up to buy a motorcycle on Craigslist. So that must mean that riding motorcycles makes people kill people or shoot people, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I think they're reaching a bit seriously because of all the things that we can say are the cause of going out and shooting folks. Being mellow on weed is definitely not one of them. So I guess they could try, but anyway.
Never let a crisis go to waste, right?
Yeah, exactly, if you have an agenda. All right, our agenda is bring out the facts and reveal the truth as we experience and know it. And we're going to do that with Liam Sheff next hour, continuing World HIV Fraud Day, and Bobby Russell, another survivor of this disaster. The power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.